Welcome back. As more local governments, businesses, and schools mandate proof of vaccination, it didn't take long for a cottage industry to pop up selling fake vaccine cards. Our senior columnist, Rick Newman, is on the case, and he's joining us now with what he has found. And I understand, Rick, that these cards are being sold primarily online.
Yeah, it's not new that these cards are available online. These are fake vaccine cards. So you get a blank card that, if it's done right, looks exactly like that CDC card that vaccinated people have gotten. But then you can fill it in yourself, or it comes filled in with bogus information. These have been around for a while. But what's happening is, as cities such as New York City, San Francisco, and other cities, they're now requiring proof of vaccination to go to restaurants and things like that, concerts. And employers are also beginning to require proof of vaccination. So as this is really rolling out, that there seems to be a proliferation of these cards available online. And I went looking for them. I've actually heard stories of people getting them. So I wondered, how hard is it to actually get one of these cards? It's probably illegal to actually buy one of these cards, so I didn't go that far. But I did find plenty of people or sites that are offering them on well-known platforms such as Facebook, and in particular, the messaging app Telegram. And I actually communicated with some of those people, again, not actually purchasing a card, but the going rate seems to be about $100 for a fake vaccination card. They even have fake vaccination cards with QR codes, which they require in Europe. And those QR codes, if they get scanned at a passport control point or something like that, those would actually go to a website that's meant to mimic a public health, a government public health website. So not surprisingly, there's a black market solution for people who don't want to just do it in the regular market and get vaccinated.
That is actually really, really scary. So what are businesses doing? What steps are municipalities taking, if you know, to weed out these fake vaccination cards?
I don't think there are any good answers here. Part of the reason is this is we do not have a great system here in the United States. The CDC, these are just white paper cards that were not meant to be fraud proof. That was never the intent. So the CDC did not build in, anti-fraud properties into these cards. I mean, if you think about the way currency looks, I mean, it's got all kinds of anti-fraud properties actually woven into the paper. That's just not the case with these CDC cards. And it's actually, so one of the things that you can buy on the dark web, you can actually just buy the template for those cards and then print them off yourself on whatever kind of stock it requires that makes it feel a little more substantial than a piece of paper. This is not digitized. There's no national standard here. There are some telltale signs often that it's a fake card. So you might see typos on the card. You might see that the printing is not properly aligned, or there's something off in the design. But again, this is being enforced, at the restaurant level in places that are doing it. So this is a tough one.
That it is. All right. Rick Newman, thanks so much for searching online for us.